It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, December 7th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American novelist Willa Cather, born in 1873 near Winchester, Virginia. She remains best known for her portrayals of 19th century settlers and frontier life on the American plains. At age 9, she moved with her family from Virginia to frontier Nebraska, where from age 10 she lived in the village of Red Cloud. There she grew up among the immigrants from Europe, Swedes, Bohemians, Russians, and Germans, who were breaking the land on the Great Plains. At the University of Nebraska, she showed a remarkable talent for journalism and story writing, and on graduation in 1895, she obtained a position with a family magazine in Pittsburgh. Later, she worked as a copy editor and music and drama editor at the Pittsburgh Leader. She turned to teaching in 1901 and in 1903 published her first book of verses, April Twilights. In 1905, after the publication of her first collection of short stories, The Troll Garden, she was appointed managing editor of McClure's magazine, a New York journal devoted to reform through investigative reporting. After building up its declining circulation, she left in 1912 to devote herself to writing novels full-time. Her first novel, Alexander's Bridge, was a story of cosmopolitan life. However, under the influence of Sarah Orne Jewett's regionalism, she turned to her familiar Nebraska material. With O Pioneers in 1913 and My Antonia, which is considered by most to be her finest achievement, she found her characteristic themes, the spirit and courage of the frontier she had known in her youth. Her lesser-known novel, One of Ours, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1923 and was followed by A Lost Lady, which mourned the passing of the pioneer spirit. Her will erected strong protections around her intellectual property, preventing adaptations of her fiction and forbidding any publication of her correspondence. However, upon the 2011 death of a nephew, who had served as her last designated executor, copyright of her work passed to the Willa Cather Trust. The Trust, a partnership of the Willa Cather Foundation, her remaining family, and the University of Nebraska Foundation, lifted the prohibitions on publishing her letters. Though she had destroyed most of them, nearly 3,000 letters were tracked down by scholars, and 566 of them were collected in the Selected Letters of Willa Cather and published in 2013. When she died at age 72 near the end of April in 1947, the Cincinnati Enquirer praised her as a major contributor to recent American literature and lamented that she had published nothing new in the last 7 years of her life. Whatever the ultimate critical appraisal of her work may be, the Enquirer continued, it cannot detract from the love and respect with which she was held by thousands of readers. No history of American literature in the first third of the 20th century can omit giving a prominent place to this detached and sensitive writer. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 7th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.